Well, British police have admitted to failure in the case of an Iranian murder victim in Bristol. Bijan Ebrahimi was beaten and set on fire in July following rumors that he was a pedophile. Police have now acknowledged that he was innocent. He had been in contact with police in the days before his death. Ebrahimi told police that he was harassed by a number of his neighbors who wrongly believed that he was a pedophile. Three police officers have been suspended following the incident. Ebrahimi's family is now demanding justice, saying he was the victim of a hate crime. Press TV's Nargis Mobaleghi joins us now on the line from the British capital, London. Nargis, please tell us and our viewers how all this unfolded, and why didn't the British police take this man's complaints of being harassed more serious in the first place?
Yeah, well, it's a really tragic story, actually. Bijan Ebrahimi was a disabled man who lived in Bristol, and he was someone who tended his garden a lot in his council estate in the area, and he was accused by neighbours one day of being a paedophile because he was caught taking pictures of several young people outside his home. They called the police and the police took him in for questioning. It turned out actually that Bijan was trying to get evidence of some young people who were destroying his garden and the flowers that he much loved in his home. So the police released him. But here is when things took a dark twist. For whatever reason, and some experts are saying because he was Iranian, there were some prejudices against him, a kind of mob mentality, you could call it, pursued in the community when he was arrested. About 20 people were chanting and shouting at him, and two vigilantes took it upon themselves to ignore the fact that he'd been released by police. They set him alight, and he died. Obviously, the Independent Police Complaints Commission has been looking into this. The family's lawyer have said that they want justice. And the police, the chief constable of the police in the area, has also said in the last few days, admitted that it failed in the case of this disabled man who was beaten and set on fire. So it really is a tragic story, and a lot of questions now need to be answered about what happened in that community and what social issues have arisen here, any failures by the police that the IPCC is looking into, and of course a tragedy for the family on a personal level, and they are demanding answers. Those answers won't bring Bijan back, but they will at least maybe provide a little bit more information on this story and why this tragedy happen.
Thank you very much, Nargis. That was Press TV's Nargis Mobaleghi joining us on the line from London.